Now, therefore Sri Krishna now says, Raga Dvesha Vimuktehirtu Vishayan Indraihi Charan Atma Vashyehi Videyatma Prasadam Adhikachati. The objects of desire, the objects of attachment and envy. And when, even when your indriyas are moving about, but they are completely under the control of the self, then you enter into a complete state of prasada. Prasada is another word of liberation. You become liberated. So in one line, the answer is given. How to come out of all this? Raga devesha vimuktaihi tu vishayan indriyaihi charan atma vashyehi videyatma prasadam adhikachati. The self-controlled man, though enjoying the sensory objects with his senses, restrained and free from attachment and hatred, obtains peace. Now you will see here that this samadhi of which Sri Krishna speaks is not a samadhi of inactivity. Indraihi charan, even when the senses are active, I may be a film director and directing a film in which all the senses are absolutely at play. In fact, film direction is the one field in which all the senses are profusely used. Even while directing the film, if you are already settled within yourself, prasadam adhikacchati, you are liberated. Therefore, this samadhi is the samadhi of the karma yogin. It is not the samadhi of one who doesn't do any actions and remains away from everything. This samadhi of Sri Krishna speaks is the most difficult and the highest kind of samadhi. The state of the inmost condition of consciousness, which is completely consistent with the most dynamic action. In fact, this is the secret message of the Gita. Arjuna was asked to do an action, Ghoram Karma, the most difficult kind of work of slaughtering. Slaughtering his own brethren, his teachers, his sires, grandsires. This is the action, Ghoram Karma, in which all the senses are at work. All the emotions are at work, all kinds of thoughts are at work. Such an action, in that action, to attain to a complete silence of the Divine. This condition is the samadhistha of the Bhagavad Gita. Not one who runs away from action and attains to peace by remaining away from action, which is much easier. But to be in the very field of action and yet not to forget even for 1 minute, no smriti vrinsha, there is no loss of memory, there is no buddhinasha, a complete control, a complete stabilization in the self at the same time. That is samadhistha.
So it's a reference to context. Kim mam
karme, gore mam. That is the answer. Correct.
The context, the reply of that.
That's right. Correct. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanihi asya upajayate prasanna cheta sahayashu buddhihi vrevatishtate. In that peace of mind, the threefold sorrows exist no longer, because the intellect of the person whose mind is full of bliss is soon established in Brahman. Nasti buddhihi ayuktasya nacha ayuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayata shantihi ashantasya kutas sukam. One of the most important questions that Arjuna had asked of Sri Krishna was, I am gripped by grief. Please show me how this grief can go away from me. So Sri Krishna Rao says, Nasti buddhihi ayuktasya nacha ayuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayata shanti ashantasya kutasukam. As long as you are ashanta, kutasukam, where will happiness come to you? One is not united with the higher self. There is no intellect for him. And there is no concentration in the unsteady mind. And to the unmeditative mind, there is no peace. How can there be any happiness to one who is without peace?